Abe. Always dependable on a Friday morn. Yeah. Welcome to the program here on News Talk 970 WMAY. Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. Mike's mic isn't miking.
Mike?
I'm sorry.
Come on,
no, it's
Mike.
Not you. It's not
no,
you.
No, it is Mike's fault.
I threw you off with this Derek Jeter stuff.
I said you're like an idiot and should have adjusted everything.
By the way, did you pronounce his name correctly, Bishop?
Jeter?
Yeah, Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter?
Derek Jenner? What?
Who is this Jarek Peter?
Who's Derek Jenner? Is he one of Bruce Jenner's kids? Is he on that Kardashian show?
I pronounce his name appropriately. I'm not that lost when it comes to sports. I'll admit, I'm lost when it comes to sports, but I'm not that lost.
Okay.
Except for that one Pujols.
Shan Shan Fang.
Sorry, what was that again?
What was that again? Shan Shan?
I don't even remember, how do you pronounce that name?
Shan Shan Fang.
Wait for it.
Sorry, what was that again?
What was that again? Shan Shan?
That's not great.
All right. She's
and her name,
apparently
her name?
From China.
Apparently. Apparently from...
I don't even think that was right.
No, it wasn't. I think she was Korean.
But you did pick the biggest country in Asia, so you had a reasonable chance.
You did. You had a very good chance at
of being right.
Shan Shan Fang.
Sorry, what was it again?
It's too much.
But no, Derek Jeter, for those who don't know, last night played his last game at Yankee Stadium. 20 years a Yankee.
For those who don't know, we're on a news talk station where it's been on pretty much every broadcast for the past half hour.
Yeah, well, it's because it's out of New York. Right, really, okay. Derek Jeter, it's all fine and good, thank you, but just go away now, in my opinion. It's like, if you are like me and hate the Yankees, watch Keith Olbermann's piece on this over-glorification and edification of Derek Jeter. It was excellent. It was very well done.
Did he blame conservatives?
No, he didn't. Oh, okay. But last night, obviously, Derek Jeter drives in the game-winning run in the game against the Orioles, his last game ever. A Disney ending, as it were. And I believe we have pulled up the Michael Kay. He's the play-by-play guy for the Yankees on television.
Okay.
And at the end of this, he just goes into the ridiculous.
Did he really
just listen to what he says.
Base hit to right field. Here comes Richardson. Here's the throw from Markakis. Richardson is safe. Derek Jeter ends his final game with a walk-off single. Derek Jeter, where fantasy becomes reality.
What?
Did you have any doubt?
Hey, wait a minute. Isn't that the slogan over at Priscilla's
Right,
adult?
Yeah, exactly.
We're bitches.
When did Derek Jeter's career become an adult?
Me.
Yeah.
Become an adult movie.
That AdamandEve.com, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where fantasy and reality coalesce together in perfect harmony. Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter's basin is like having a threesome with the two hottest women in your life.
Oh, it's WWE wrestling here at the Yankee Stadium. Derek Jeter.
And there's something about that that kind of sounded like he had it in his head before it came out. That was not the do you believe in miracles thing at the Lake Placid Olympics.
No, that was not Al Michaels capturing a true emotion.
Right.
This seemed like it was kind of like when Kutursky had the chance to see that last space shuttle, right? And he's like a cat in a hot roof.
Right.
It's like
it leaps forward with an orange glow out of its tail.
Like this guy spent all night going, this is going to be it, where fantasy meets reality.
What?
It just seems like
a single. Derek Jeter,
idiot.
Where fantasy becomes reality.
It sounds like Derek Jeter opened a porn shop down in Brooklyn.
All right.
Derek Jeter's Where Fantasy Meets Reality.
Yeah, there was something about that that just sounded like he had that in the back of his head, kind of just in his pocket, ready to do something. See, I mean, this is the way to do it. I mean, this is legit. He's all caught up in this.
Yeah. The countdown.
Justin over to Ramsey. The Legionov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose.
11 seconds.
You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes.
Now that was
the real deal.
That's organic.
You can just tell. You can just tell.
That's organic.
That is true emotion right there.
Yeah, that was the real deal.
He was
caught up in it.
Yeah. What you heard from Michael Kay was
Michael
Kay
sounded like he was saying, if this is something really big happens, what I'm going to say is that Derek Jeter is where fantasy and reality meet.
And you can get your adult toys in aisle four.
Exactly.
His final game with a walk-off single. Derek Jeter, where fantasy becomes reality.
At Priscilla.
At Scores in New York.
All right, Man Cave begins in earnest next.
Depend on News Talk 970. But when you do, your call becomes the property of News Talk 970 WMAY and may be recorded, edited, and played back at any time. Depend on News Talk 970 WMAY. Now, live from our main studio, it's Bishop on Air.
Say, a cousin of yours who needs, like, a blood transfusion, which, by the way, blood is considered an organ.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
It's not? I thought it was.
What we're going to do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes. Cavemen. Cave women. Neanderthal. Troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo.
The Man Cave,
where
right
fantasy
on.
Meets reality.
Right on.
Brought to you by Ridings Plumbing. We are the plumbing company you can trust and rely on. And right fantasy on. Meets reality there, too.
Oh, definitely.
You can envision a cleared... Dream.
Yeah, they'll
make one.
Exactly. They'll unclog your pipes.
You can depend on it.
Yes. Welcome. I don't know what we got going on today. What do we have going on? I'm having those days where I just don't feel like I'm bringing it.
It's Friday, man.
Yeah, it's Friday.
I know. I should be pumped up and excited.
Yeah, you should be. Do you not have any big weekend plans, apparently?
I got stuff to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
you're
fine.
You going to go to the car show?
No, maybe.
Yeah, just stroll around for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's
you don't need to, like, go talk to strangers. I mean, just... Well,
that's not going to happen no matter what the event is.
But those guys like to talk about their cars.
That's true.
I need to see Johnny caught in that tractor beam.
Yeah, they're neat to look at. I'm just not, I'm not a car guy. What? I don't
know. Not a gearhead?
No.
Well, have you ever used the fake cell phone call to get out of awkward conversations?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Never used that.
No?
Because I'm probably the one starting the awkward conversation.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to lie to you on that one.
Yeah, no, I will. If I see you coming down the street and don't want to talk, I will get a phone call. I will. My.
But you do a preemptive strike? They haven't even started to try to talk to you yet?
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
You immediately just pull the phone out?
Yeah, I know it's coming. I know it's coming. You know, I even make the little...
Yeah. Oh, you make the noise, too?
Uh-oh, I think my pocket's vibrating.
It's on silent. I can still hear it, though.
That's fine.
I like that. Well played, sir.
Yeah.
Speaking of awkward, did you see this? The things we do for vanity, there's a couple things I read about. The vampire hair transplant was one thing I read about.
What?
Where they take, like, vials of your blood, separate the plasma, and then inject the plasma into your skull.
And then what happens?
To stimulate hair growth.
What?
That's one thing.
Do you do that if you're bald?
Yeah.
Ing?
Yeah, balding or bald. The other thing,
can you do it elsewhere?
Like to get hair where?
I don't know. Say I wanted more hair on my chest.
You don't need any more of that. It looked like you were wearing a sweater in those pictures.
But say I do have a pretty hairy chest. But say I didn't have a hairy chest.
No one's going for that. No one goes, No, what's really turning off the ladies is my lack of hair on my chest.
Say a cousin of yours who needs like a blood transfusion, which, by the way, blood is considered an organ.
No, it isn't.
No, it isn't.
Is hair?
No. The other thing apparently guys are doing is everyone, men are trying to get more attractive nipples.
Mm.
Apparently.
I shouldn't have taken a drink of coffee when you said that. What?
Yeah, the David Beckham look. Apparently guys are going through cosmetic surgery.
I don't know. I wouldn't recognize David Beckham's nipples if they walked in the room
right now. It's a 45-minute procedure that costs $3,000.
Now I'm looking at my nipples.
One expert did research to find out what women thought were the perfect nipples, and they preferred almond-shaped nipples.
What?
That's what women want. They are turned off by men who have protruding nipples, apparently.
Here's the problem.
I don't know any woman who's ever gone like...
That taste.
Whoa.
That taste in nipples.
almond shape. Not almond shape, not almond taste. Right. They're not flavoring the nipples now.
Wiping Nutella on your chest.
Exactly. Here you go. Hazelnut up these nipples here.
These
are fine Cabernet flavored nips right here.
I don't know any other way to put it. That taste in nipples is probably going to change in 10 to 15 years.
The nipple preference, I see.
The nipple
preference.
Yes.
Thank you.
Not the taste in nipples.
He has really...
Tasty nips.
Well, here's the thing. First
Their
of all...
Their newest taste in nipples.
Only at a discounted price now. That's ridiculous.
Two things. I didn't think I'd ever search Google for David Beckham nipples. But I did.
And he's okay, good. I'm not logged in.
He's got really weird, tiny nipples.
They're almost that's what women want,
they're
apparently.
They're almost non-existent. I mean, I've never actually given the nipple much thought.
Let's be clear here.
I don't know
here.
Any woman who has.
Let's be clear here. Men shouldn't have nipples anyways.
No, that's true.
Why do we have nipples?
We don't look weird?
Yeah.
But the only really reason it would look weird is because human history is men have nipples. Whatever evolutionary reason,
at some point they'll probably go away.
Yeah, they probably will probably at some point.
Well, I mean, Beckham is the go-to man.
But now men are paying $3,000 to get nipples to look like Beckham's nipples.
What is that procedure like?
I don't know. You cut some stuff.
I mean, these are like the size of a dime. They're really, really
they're
tiny.
You cut some stuff. You take a little plastic. You glue it on there, and there you go.
Glue?
I'm pretty sure you got to glue it on there or something. But here's the thing. What woman goes,
get some
you know
silver
what?
Dollars.
I would really like to date you, but you don't have Beckham nipples. I'm going to say, but those nipples are
a deal breaker.
That's why, as Johnny always says, when it's sexy time, the lights go off.
Yeah, lights go off.
Beckham, he's handsome for a man.
I mean, I find them rather, now that I look at them.
Now that you're enthralled, you're chanted by his nipples.
Studying David Beckham's nipples more than I ever wanted to.
Right.
I find them oddly small.
They are tiny.
The women don't like protruding nipples, apparently.
They are tiny.
I don't know anyone who likes nipples.
What about the innies?
What?
What?
No one has any nipples.
There was this kid back in grade school you used to always make fun of. He had any nipples.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Sometimes it happens to mothers who are nursing. It gets inverted.
Oh, really?
That's not like something that you walk around with. Are you
pretty sure this guy was a guy, not a pregnant woman.
No, I understand.
I mean, he was...
And they went in?
Yeah! They used to always make fun of them.
You could poke hold a pencil in there or something? Or
no, it just didn't, like, you know...
I'm confused at what you're talking about.
They just didn't
tell me about your childhood nipple observations.
They just didn't point out.
Okay.
They instead...
I guess it would take away from chafing when he ran. Yeah.
That's a problem I have, Mike. Thankfully, I haven't had the bloody 11 yet.
Do you have to put Band-Aids on your nips?
Not Band-Aids. I use...
Pasties?
I use medical tape.
Okay.
Which works wonders. Mm-hmm. And it also hurts like hell when you try to pull them off.
Yeah. I wear a sports bra.
For your moobs?
Yeah.
For the moobs?
You're on the Man Cave. Hello.
Just to let you know, the inverted nipple thing is a thing you're born with. It's just a problem when you're breastfeeding. So, like, men can be born that way, too. Mm-hmm. So he's right. That guy probably has inverted nipples.
Yeah.
All right.
And when we were making fun of him, we didn't care about his genetics.
Right.
I learn something new every day.
Ha ha, you have a family tree.
Exactly.
Dork.
Ha ha. Your parents gave you inverted nipples. Ha ha.
DNA.
Yeah.
Was he chubby?
Yeah,
something?
He was.
Okay. Of course he was.
Sometimes I see that sometimes.
With the chubby.
The chubbies, they have everything's all.
Yeah.
Everything's all out of whack.
Chubs. It's bad enough the poor kid's fat, and now he's got inverted nipples. What a horrible way to go through grade school.
Real nice.
I'll tell you guys a really insensitive religious joke when we go off the air.
Okay, great.
I can't wait. Thanks. Is Fritz back here again?
Depend
on News Talk 970 WM. Who needs medical marijuana? We're the cure for what ails Springfield Radio. But a word of caution, we're habit forming. Depend on News Talk 970 WMAY.
I love when you use topical humor.
Perfect.
All right, all right, all right.
Welcome back to the nearly award-winning Man Cave.
Yeah, we were so close.
On News Talk 970 WMAY.
They have a David Bowie museum up in Chicago. You guys going to go see that?
It's just, like, I think, just his outfits. Exhibit. Yeah, his outfits and art inspired by David Bowie.
That's no fun.
What do you mean it's still fun? Because I like David Bowie.
I like David
Bowie. You got really excited all of a sudden.
I want to see David Bowie. I don't want to see his pants.
Well, then you go to a David Bowie concert.
You wouldn't go to a David... It's not a museum.
He needs to go on tour, damn it.
Oh, okay. Well, then...
All right. Well, him then send him some type of message or
him
something.
Him and Bjork.
Bjork.
But really, you know, it's we're hearing more and more about just unusual plastic surgery procedures.
Yeah.
What was there was something... There was something butt-related recently, too. What the heck was that?
Well, there's all those things about those women going to, like, hotels and getting, like, silicone butt. or some guy was just using a caulk gun to put in people's butts to give them, like, you know, bigger booties.
But there was something that was specific to a...
Well, did you see the weird guy...
It's like a butt, like a flat butt. Is that what you're talking about? It was like an implant
like a
that made the...
Shelf
I hate when I just put on my headphones and I hear you say... What did you say they put in people's butts?
Guy used a caulk gun.
Yeah.
See, and that's the minute I put my headphones on, that's what's getting...
Yeah. C-A-U-L-K. I don't know what...
It took me a good 30 seconds to make sure that we weren't about to lose the license.
No.
Caulk.
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 Yeah. Like, you know that you use to seal your home for wintertime.
Yeah,
we do say it a little differently up in northern Illinois for in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah.
It comes out a little more nasally than caulk.
Caulk. Caulk.
Caulk.
Caulk gun.
There's not technically an L in it, but put it in anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Caulk
gun.
That's good advice.
Caulk gun.
A caulk gun. What?
But no, that poor woman, and he like sealed it up with super glue.
Yeah. It was all,
Opened up a rear end and put the stuff in there like you put the insulation around the windows that expands.
Yeah.
And then sealed the incision up with super glue.
Have you seen the
this
pictures
is gonna
of that?
Freak you out, but she died.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Shocking that she died. They had some pictures from the before.
Oh, was she wanting to twerk better or something?
No, she just wanted a bigger booty.
I mean, it
Boutete.
Is why it never went through her head of, gosh, you know, there aren't many doctors usually in the Super 8, but I guess this is legit.
I guess it's legal. It's okay.
Yeah,
well, that one weird guy that turned himself into kind of look like his living doll companion, and then he met a real woman, and they both look alike, and they got married. It was odd.
There's that Barbie lady.
Yeah, she's the Barbie lady.
She's all Barbied up.
She is bizarre.
Oh, yeah. It's just weird what people will do.
And those things you put under your skin to make it look like you have horns.
Oh, yeah. The lizard people.
Yeah. You would do that, Bishop.
Had you not become a respectable broadcaster, I could see you with lizard bumps and gauges in your ear.
And cutting your tongue in half to look like a snake.
I've got friends who have gauged ears, and one of my roommates had gauged ears for a while, and I tell you, man, they stink.
Their ears do stink, yeah.
They stink.
I have friends who have gauged ears, too. And
they constantly have to clean them.
When they were changing out, like, the earrings to go to a bigger gauge, like, they would take it out, and it was just like, oh, my. And it would reek.
Oh, it's horrible. Like, it's like old cottage cheese that's been left in a sneaker full of sweat for a full solid year.
With Bigfoot.
Is that
gross.
God's way of saying you probably ought not do this?
Probably. I think so. I believe so.
No, I got my tongue pierced freshman year of college, and I haven't had it in years. It did... clanged against my teeth too much. Just, you know, didn't like
it. We gotta
it.
Space that right.
Yeah.
Do you have a lisp?
Not really. But
chip some teeth?
I can still put a cocktail sword through my tongue.
Yeah. Also, please put an L in there. Cocktail sword.
Yeah. Please.
That's another one.
Exactly. Please. No.
Especially when you're putting it in your mouth.
Yeah. And a sword to follow.
Really have to be absurdly careful these days.
Yes.
All right. An update on the news now, Jim Leach.
Okay.
We're talking about the putrid stench of ear gauges.
Yes.
And there's a news story coming out of Montana.
Oh, okay.
Where a guy he didn't hijack it. It was his job to deliver a truck full of chickens.
Okay.
But he got inspired by all the fast food workers that walked out of their jobs.
And I guess he was, something. He wasn't being paid for some of his expenses or anything, and he was holding the truck for ransom. $80,000 worth of chicken.
That's a lot of chicken, I think.
And I guess
that's a lot of chicken.
I'm not sure exactly what happened. Negotiations broke down or something, and he just unhooks the truck and leaves the trailer there, and off he goes. And this thing wasn't found for about a month.
Oh, month-old nasty chicken.
Chicken sitting in the 90-degree Montana sunlight.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's a good thing. There's nobody living in Montana, so no one smelled it.
Well, it did. I mean, it took forever, I guess, for them to find that. But the various news organizations are going out of their way to write this in the most disgusting way possible.
They sure are.
As you are getting ready for lunch.
Yeah, I heard liquefied chicken goo.
Yeah, something like that.
Of an abandoned truck reported the wanted ransom for a demand. The 53-foot trailer dripping with the rancid juices of rotting chicken was discovered near the Flying J truck stop.
Rancid juices of chicken? What, frying chicken? Is that what it's
saying?
Rotting chicken. Did I say frying?
No.
Rancid juices from thousands of pounds of rotting chicken sat in the heat, attracting flies Thursday.
I want to start a band named Rancid Juices.
Yeah, absolutely.
We are the rancid juices of rotting chicken.
Truck was discovered Tuesday. It may have been left there more than a month ago.
And they can't find the guy yet. I mean, they're looking for him.
He was supposed to...
What was it? Is it burglary? I mean, what's his crime? Did he rob the chicken? I mean...
Well, you know what? Honestly, I think...
animal cruelty? Probably not.
No,
they're going to get killed anyway.
No, they were frozen chickens.
It was frozen chicken? Yeah, okay, dead. So there's not animal cruelty.
I mean, really, the only thing I think that any kind of repercussion is his career is going to be tarnished.
Well, I think he destroyed $80,000 worth of goods.
So you think, I mean, would it be like a civil suit, right? I mean, it's not like
not
the
at
police.
That price.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Is that a felony then, obviously?
Yeah. Theft over $1,000.
The Thursday on Thursday, the trailer was surrounded by sawhorses, crime scene tape, and flies as temperatures reached 90 degrees.
Did the FBI get involved? What about the Department of Homeland Security? What about the CDC?
The CDC probably should be there, going to sell Manila.
Well, it's a possibility. I mean, you got $80,000 worth of
rotting chicken and flies there.
Well, I guess it's not $80,000 worth anymore.
And from the local paper, they're saying now that the Missoula City County Health Department is saying, getting rid of this is not as simple as you think. You just can't back a truck up to it and dump it.
Yeah, because salmonella's everywhere.
Yeah. They said they may try to deliver it to a nearby landfill.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, it's like just like dumping in a raccoon nest or something.
Why not just take it to a fire pit somewhere
and burn off the rotting rancid chicken juice?
That'd be even worse.
Or just incinerate it, take it to incinerator
this is
and just
37,000 pounds of chicken.
Oh gosh,
police listed
a lot of
the truck as stolen. Workers noticed the abandoned trailer but didn't know its contents. Deputies learned of the driver allegedly trying to hold it for ransom money. The formerly frozen chicken parts melted, and gooey red liquid was dripping out of the trailer.
Yeah. Okay, by the way, let's go through that thought process. Yeah. Who goes, I got your frozen chickens.
Yeah.
Pay me, or they melt.
Or the chickens get it.
Yeah.
The 90-degree weather contributed to the smell and the cloud of flies surrounding the truck.
That's awesome.
The insurance company was in charge of cleaning the mess. It involves getting the landfill prepared for receiving the load. They'll probably have to dig a whole separate hole for this.
Yeah, they would. they would.
Dig a hole so you can receive the load.
Exactly. Of rancid juices. That's your lead.
It is. I don't know why I waited so long to say that. There's a possibility of refreezing the trailer, but that could make it harder to offload if it's frozen altogether.
Oh,
wow.
Geez.
The good news is it's a slow leak, and there's not a lot of volume of anything leaking out. The odor is still pretty localized, and as far as a public health nuisance, that's not a problem at this time.
Yeah. Call up the Jackass guys. They'll take care of it. It'll be in the next movie.
Yeah.
Steve-O will slide through it.
They'll do like a slip and slide with rancid juices.
Even when you just get some chicken from the store and you open
fresh,
the plastic thing and it like drips out onto the counter, that is enough. I can't imagine 37,000 pounds of that just making a pool of putrid sauce in the hot summer sun.
Of fly soup.
Check into cash. Welcome back to the Man Cave on News Talk 970 WMAY.
Is Geraldo out there behind us on the TV? This seems like his thing.
Standing in front of a blue screen?
Yeah.
How'd you like to be one of the reporters that's covering either Ebola or in Syria right now?
No.
Who gets that short straw?
You know what? I would actually rather have Syria than Ebola, though.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd rather have a quick death of a bomb or a bullet than contract Ebola and then try to get back to the States and have people complaining you're bringing me back to the States. And no thanks.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's something about this Ebola thing seems really crazy.
Well, they've got estimates saying that,
3 million?
Millions of people could be infected in a matter of months.
Yeah, if they don't do anything by the end, right now it's at about 5,000. By the end of January, 1.5 million people could be infected. I mean, think of what has to happen in just a couple of months.
Well, and then, two, I don't know if you guys saw the story I saw yesterday. Two of the patients, apparently, now this has been unsubstantiated by credible news sources, but according to people within the tribes in Africa or whatever, two of the people that have clinically been found dead of Ebola have returned back to life. Two of them.
They're like Ebola zombies?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So the zombie apocalypse may soon be upon us.
Oh, boy.
So as long as it doesn't happen until after we see what happens on The Walking Dead, as long as it doesn't interfere with my watching of fake zombies, I'm good with it.
Well, that's why you got to get a baseball bat with some spikes in it.
Well, I got that.
Okay, good.
I'm good to go there.
What if the Ebola zombies become a more compelling story than The Walking Dead?
That's what's going to take us to actually watch news.
It turns into a reality show.
Yeah, exactly. That would be awesome. Be like Zombieland.
Oh,
the zombie kill of the week, dropping pianos on them and stuff.
Okay, so you can either cover Ebola, Syria, or go stand in the rotting chicken juice.
Oh man.
Can I put a fourth in there? You have to be a cameraman for the Kardashian show. I would. Oh man.
How
high is the chicken juice going? Is it up to the knees?
At the rate that it's dripping, yes, it might at least be knee high.
Is it below anything important?
Your nose.
You still smell it.
Yeah.
I think I might go the Syria route.
Really?
Yeah. As long as they let me carry a gun and not just a camera. If they give me a gun, I think I'll be okay.
I would say Ebola is still at the bottom of my list. Like, that's the last assignment I would want.
Yeah, that's horrible.
You're probably right.
No, thank you on that one.
I would say maybe Syria chicken juice, Ebola.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I don't know.
I hate to say it, but they're cutting heads off of reporters out there.
That's true. That's true, they are.
Well, mate, I saw something about gingers getting into extremist Islam. Maybe I can fool somebody. It'd be like an embedded
they think you're some type, or something, right? Think you're some type of deity? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I saw a headline that said gingers are turning into Islamic extremists.
I grow a pretty good beard. I could probably, go ahead and fit in.
Yeah, that's not a club I want to fit in with.
Well,
But just in case, John.
Just in case. If it's a decapitation or growing a beard and fitting in, I'm going to grow a beard and fit in.
I got you. Where's my prayer
rug? Where's your prayer rug? I mean, I'm not saying I want to hang out with the guys, but,
Well, you're going to force me and give me a choice.
Root
for the same team? No problem.
Woo, yes.
Right. Girls are icky.
Yeah.
I don't want anything to do with you.
Yeah, they need to be all...
They should all cover themselves up.
Oh, God.
Meanwhile, I'm on red tube over there.
And and you're showing them, and they're like,
This is the beauty of Western culture?
And then the war stops.
Exactly.
All because of Mike Woodmacher.
And red tube.
And his fake beard.
Yeah.
That's not an awful idea.
Send leaflets out
there? I think if we just dropped a bunch of hustlers...
Why don't we do this? Why don't we fly blimps over there with big projections of porn on the side of them? You know, the Goodyear... They usually have all the little video screens and stuff on the side.
I gotta believe that would have a certain impact where they're going, wait a minute, we're missing what?
Yeah,
it would have to.
That's awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
That could be the thing that turns the tide.
That woman doesn't have a mustache. That's great.
At the same time, get a bunch of ecstasy and then pump it through some, crop dust and stuff and spray it all over.
Oh, spray them with Molly and have them watch some porn? They'd be done.
They'd turn on each other and rip each other's clothes off and get into, a crazy rave.
It'd be like a beer commercial.
Yeah.
That would add,
they'd start taking their poo to the loo.
There's something to this, I think.
I think there is. I think we're going about all the violence is...
Get Washington on the phone! Yeah. We need to talk to the Joint General Chief Staff.
It's not violence. It's love. Free love, like Pornhub.
But it's freaky love, though. I mean, you gotta really go... You gotta go full tilt.
As I say, what would we show them?
Because they don't like how... they don't like how women get to do things in the country.
Yeah.
And so you got to just like go right past it and go, this is like freaky sex.
Yeah. Go to the crazy stuff?
None action.
No.
Why did you go to that?
Yeah, why'd you go to that?
Well, because at first they're covered, and then by the end of it, their smocks are taken off.
Okay.
No, we needed to go with the pizza delivery thing, because not only will they think, oh my God, but they deliver pizza too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would be wise.
Full delivery.
I don't know why nobody thinks of these things.
Yeah.
Molly and porn solving the world's problems.
Depend on News Talk.
Welcome back.
Maybe what the Islamic radicals overseas need is some bondage porn. You think that would work? Or is
that's a little too close?
Close
to what they're already doing.
Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Okay. I don't want to give them any ideas.
We need to show them like clips from like a bikini car wash.
Oh yeah.
Where chicks use boobs.
Soap all over the
place.
Yeah,
and they use your boobs to wash their the windows and everything else.
You're onto something.
I think that's what they need to do.
Okay.
See, now I want to go look all this stuff up and watch it.
Bikini car wash. Mm. We can do that, right?
Bikini car wash was a wonderful. There was two of them films that were made back in the day on Showtime.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Was that the ones with Larry Linville in them?
Probably yes.
There were some Showtime movies right toward the end of Larry Linville's life where he was just doing Frank Burns from MASH, and he showed up in these goofy late night Cinemax movies.
Yeah.
Skinamax.
I can't remember what they were. I have to look those
Showtime
up.
is where I and it was one of those things, you know, you're like a junior in high school or whatever, and you got the cable and it's a weekend, you're staying up late. And it was always one of those things, like, you could never really know, not that you needed to know the plot of any of those movies,
right,
but you never could really turn the TV up real loud because you didn't want your parents to wake up.
Right.
And then you always had to make sure you had, like, ESPN or something ready to go for the previous channel.
Right.
So, like, in case you heard someone stir, it was like, flip.
Right.
Yep, flip back. Okay.
Yeah, here it is, a 1992 movie called Body Waves.
The poster has a guy surfing in the cleavage.
Surfing a woman's cleavage. To prove his independence, a cocky teenager bets his father he can support himself without the family business, but no one is more surprised than he when the sex cream he invents actually works.
Whoa!
Starring former MASH star Larry Linville.
Very
wonderful
nice.
Wonderful career opportunity.
Oh, poor Larry.
Larry, I got this great job for you.
Really?
You're going to do this movie. The kids are going to love it.
This will be your comeback, Larry.
Right.
Yeah.
Be in Body Waves.
But yeah, there's the Bikini Car Wash Company and the Bikini Car Wash Company 2.
Nice. Sounds like Bikini Barista.
I'll have to watch for that.
Yeah. And let me just say, you don't have to watch number one to follow the second.
Oh, okay.
That's great. That's good.
Yeah. Which one was better? One's really the before they sold out? Which one is the one? That
you number one was the best because you know it was you know the whole thing was you know this girl was trying to get her way through school and you know her dad dies and leaves her the car wash and the business is going bad and she thinks, hey, my sorority sisters can put in some bikinis.
Gotcha.
And next thing you know, they're getting all the business.
Here's a 1985 movie that Larry Linville was in called School Spirit.
Oh.
The only thing keeping Billy Batson from the girl of his dreams is one little condom, or rather the lack of one.
What?
What? Oh, he needs a condom to be able to do it with the girl. Gotcha.
No,
but speeding back to his girl, he's killed in a head-on collision and becomes a ghost. Now invisible, Billy must find his sweetheart and rekindle her fire, but when he comes back to school as a ghost, his first stop is the girl's locker room, and he begins to see all the possibilities.
Oh,
starring Larry Linville of TV's MASH.
Larry, I got this great movie for you to do. It's called School Spirit. It'll get you back in front of the kids in no time.
Here's the best part about it. It's promoting safe sex.
Let me tell you something, Larry. I got the perfect thing for you. Yeah, let me just light my cigar. Talk about this. Oh, my God. This one. This is going to be... This is going to put you back on the map.
We're back with it.
This is going to be bigger than anything Alan Alda ever did. I see Oscar awards in here for you.
News.